everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the haikus of the NBA Finals, Goblin Shark's debut photo shoot nightmare, whether or not no phones at concerts is ableist or classist, the pop perfection that is the Sky Rizzy jingle, plus Disclosure Day and Backrooms. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Yeah, did we kind of sound like Sophia Grace just now and Rosie?
Yeah, definitely. I think so.
I kind of feel like I was more Rosie and you were more Sophia Grace.
Where are they now?
That's a great question. And in fact, I am so happy you asked. Sophia Grace just announced she is pregnant with her third child. Where did the time go?
What?
Where did the time go, Corey?
Third child.
Yes. She's the new Duggar.
Third child.
Teach me how to Duggar. Teach me how to Duggar.
Sophia Grace Brownlee, 23 years old. Third child.
Third child. You know, when people post, those straight people that are like, that list all the years they've ever been pregnant, and it's like, girl, take a break.
No. Who
take
does
a break.
That?
You've never seen somebody with like a white dry erase board, and it has all the years that in a row that they were pregnant and with all their kids next to them, and they're like, I had 12 kids and I was pregnant for the last 15 years in a row or whatever.
No, mama, I don't follow trad wife Instagram.
Me neither, but you know, the I think what bubbles under for me is people dragging the experience.
Anyway. I thought you were going to say what bubbles under for you is Duggar adjacent content.
Maybe. You know, anybody can become a Duggar very quickly. It's a slippery slope. Some people like the experience of being pregnant. I don't know. I've never done it. You've never done it. You don't know the zhuzh.
That's true. I did see a TikTok last night of this girl who went to the doctor because she had a stomach ache, and then there she was having her baby.
Many such cases. And you know what? It could happen to you.
Do you just... I feel like I would know if there was a person in my stomach. I just feel like I would know. Well, I feel... I'm too hypervigilant.
Some people have other things going on. Some people have lives, Corey. You wouldn't understand and you wouldn't relate.
That's true. That's true.
Are you familiar with Sky Rizzy?
Yeah, sure.
Well, what is it?
Allergy medicine?
Is it? I don't know. But
I don't know.
Well, you know how the theme song, the catch, what is it called? The jingle? You know the jingle?
Sky Rizzy is for several chronic inflammatory conditions.
Okay, well, we're watching Big Brother, and Big Brother season, I don't know, 11, 12, Rachel Riley's first debut, okay? Do you know what season that is?
Also, Queen Brittany Haynes' debut.
Yes, and oh my God, you know what? I'm watching it back, and maybe it's the edit, but Brittany's a bully. Brittany is a bully and playing victim. I mean, we're only a couple episodes in, but oh, I was like, oh, this is not how I remembered it. But anyway, whatever the target demographic is for Big Brother that season and season 8 and season 5. So, you know, we're watching the highlights right now. Sky Rizzy must be like, we really, that is our target, because every commercial break is Sky Rizzy. And so you don't know the theme song. It goes,
now,
control is
I don't
everything to me.
I don't try to watch a lot of commercials. The only
Neither
one
do
that,
I.
The only one that's getting me is it's been like 6 months of watching the Pit Stop on Saturday afternoons slash mornings, and they constantly roll the prep commercial, and it's like, on Friday nights I bring my A game, and then the bear rolls his bowling ball, and
well,
then
it's not prep, it's aptitude or whatever the hell.
Well, yeah. Well, yes,
that's their game, aptitude. Hello.
Right. And on Fridays I bring my A game. Oh baby.
There's a guy in that commercial.
Push that you
There's a guy in that commercial who prunes past the camera during his little vignette scene. And it's
baby, my finger is waiting. My finger is waiting to skip as soon as I can skip, as soon as the 10 seconds is up or whatever.
Oh, I would never skip the Sky Rizzy. They have verses. They go, I got places to go and things to see. Sky Rizzy is everything to me. It's like, oh, that's nice. I like it. But, yes, it's become like
it's
earworm.
Your new vocal stem.
It's an earworm for me. Control is everything to me. Well, you know how they have those when they do like an old song in a trailer. We've discussed this before. An old song in a trailer, but they slow it down and it's a horror movie trailer. And it's like,
I love that shit.
Well, I keep thinking about control is everything to me, and it's like, do you want to play a game?
What's the game?
It's for Saw 19, and they sample the Sky Rizzy commercial song, but slowed down. Hello,
are the Saws done? Did that puppet
caught? We need to talk about Saw because I am not up to date. Okay, but it came up in conversation, and the person I was talking about it with has seen every Saw. And I said, okay, well, you know what? Now that I'm with a historian, let me get to the bottom of it. So what's the deal? And I said, who's the girl with the jaw yanker? Okay, because they really show her a lot. And he goes, oh, well, that was the Saw guy's apprentice. I said, oh. Unpaid intern. Does she get out? And apparently, spoilers. So she escapes the Saw trap. Okay.
Okay.
And becomes his intern apprentice or whatever. And
was she acting or did she have a change of heart after she was freed?
I don't know. No, I think she's, you know, what did One Direction sing about? Stockholm Syndrome. Yes. I think she had a bit of Stockholm Syndrome. I think she was feeling the fantasy.
She missed the jaw machine.
Yeah, she longed for the jaw machine. She became, she longed for it. Yes. Yes. Have you ever longed for the jaw machine?
No.
Well.
I haven't.
Control is everything to me.
And then he wheels his little tricycle out.
Yes, yes. And it's like, do you want to play a game?
Sometimes.
Do you know why you're being punished?
Sometimes I see people that look like him and I'm like, I can't tell them that he's their celebrity doppelganger.
Oh, no. So I did see Backrooms. Backrooms. And there is
Spoil anything for me. I just want to know if it's.
I couldn't if I tried. It's kind of like
I don't want to think too hard, and I feel like it's gonna have no payoff.
Well,
people say it's good.
A group of girls left the theater as I was leaving, and the girls were all, I didn't get any of that. That was garbage. And I thought, well, okay. Your frontal lobes aren't developed. And then I thought, well, did I get any of it? Oh no. But there was a character in it that was kind of giving Jigsaw. Is that his name? Mr. Saw.
Mm. Yes.
Mr. Saw's my father. Call me Jig.
He does hardly any jigs.
I know.
From at least the movies I saw.
Well, that's not actually him. The doll?
Baby, you can't change the doll.
You can't jig the doll.
You can't jig the saw.
Yes, yes. You can't jigsaw the doll. You can't jig the doll. I actually don't know.
It's baby, you can't jig the saw.
You can't jig the saw. You can't.
Hey, speaking of movies, I did go see Disclosure Day. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it, and I am tempted. It looks like it's something I would care about. You know, I like aliens. I would like to know more about, you know what, this is the type of movie that the government would plant some seeds into to, you know, really get us understanding what's coming, you know.
Here's my questions. Not too much of a spoiler.
Not too much.
I couldn't tell if it was commentary on the current administration, but the FBI-ish team that's like overseeing the alien surveillance or whatever. Well, like every single one of them was like a bumbling doctor.
Oh, wow.
They were like the number of scenes where it was just like a police officer essentially tripping over his shoelaces for them to get away. Mm. Like I was like, is this commentary? Is this Trump's White House? Is this why all of the agents are terrible agents? I mean, we weren't really rooting for the agents, but like, it just got unbelievable how bad they were at being agents.
You know,
at one point they're just hiding behind rocks like 2 feet away, and the agents are all running in circles being like, where did they go? We can't find them anywhere. And they're just like 10 feet away, hidden behind a big boulder.
Who was the alien?
Josh, what's his head? Emily Blunt and Josh O'Connor.
I don't know what the movie's really, what's going on in it. I don't know why they would be running.
Well, they were trying to help the aliens, and the FBI was all, don't help those aliens. Mm. And they were all, baby, the movie had a lot of plot holes. Let me just tell you, if you're looking for a fun summer blockbuster, go. But like, I don't, what is wrong with me where it's like, I have no problem suspending my belief to watch the alien film. But then when there's like this littlest plot hole or mistake, I can't get over that. I'm like, don't ask me to suspend belief in one way, but then have all these plot holes.
I get it. I understand. Well, then I don't know if you're going to like Backrooms.
Backrooms?
Because I'm not sure if there were plot holes or if it was just kind of like, let's just say it's a psychological thriller. You have to have your psychological turned on.
I don't like a movie where I have to Google it at the end.
I don't mind that. In fact, I like to think a little bit. I like to ponder it at night before I go to bed after I see the movie. I'm kind of like, ooh, that. I would much prefer a movie that makes me think than kind of something that I'm like, well, I never want to think about that again. In many such cases. I did get caramel popcorn. I got half caramel popcorn and half cheesy popcorn.
You're insane.
And I got, I got a slushy. I was living it up.
You're crazy. Yeah, well, you know what I got? Sugar-free grape Powerade.
And you know, that's great for you.
And I noticed on the little like Coke machine, I think it was that like mix and match. When the screen was loading, you know how you like have to push for ice? I swear it said like 700 combinations. And I thought, I like that. Let me know how many choices I have at my fingertips.
It's definitely more than 700. It's like, well, I guess it depends on what's full at the moment. Maybe they were counting on, you know, their Mr. Pibb was empty or whatever. I don't know.
What did you call it? Did you ever get a slush at the Dairy Queen TJ Freeze?
No, but I know the one that they put upside down.
No, did you ever? Do you know what a slushie is?
Yes. Oh, like yes. So you don't put that one upside down.
And you would
down,
just
no.
ask. No, definitely don't put that one. Where you would just like mix all the flavors. You would be like, instead of just
a
getting
kamikaze,
a plain grape, you'd get all
a suicide
thank
or
you,
something.
Thank you. That's what I was
what
looking
is, what
for.
Is it called?
I was
a
looking
suicide or a kamikaze.
My brain thought kamikaze first, but now that you say suicide slush, I that rings a bell
well,
too.
Maybe different sides of the same.
I
coin.
Listen. I only played Little League growing up so that I could go to the ice cream place afterward with the team and get my little ice cream.
I only did childhood soccer for the donut holes in Capri Suns, so I get it.
Damn, you played soccer?
Oh, yes. I was kicking. I was, well, mainly I was not on the field. I didn't have the stamina.
No.
And the soccer fields are very large for very small children. That's a lot. Have you seen the World Cup, Mama? Are you following?
I know that it's going on.
Congratulations. Didn't New York have a big moment? Nixon 5.
Oh, yes. I'm glad. I'm glad it's over.
Wait, what was that
I'm
called,
glad the Knicks
that
won.
Competition?
The NBA championship?
NBA. Okay, go on.
NBA finals.
Okay, go on.
So there they were, the Knicks versus the Spurs.
What is
Knicks
a Knick?
One, five. It's short for Knickerbocker. I did look that up this week.
Knickerbocker. What is that?
I didn't retain the information,
it
so let me
like
tell
a last
you again.
Name of a very rich banker.
Well, it's like a native New Yorker, a Knickerbocker.
Is that what that means? A Knickerbocker. It feels slur adjacent, so I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, it was what they used to call people from New York.
Native
apparently.
New Yorkers were originally called Knickerbockers. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is BetterHelp. Now, for some, summer is their favorite season. You got travel, the kids are out of school, adventuring all through the summer. For others, juggling it all can kind of be tough, and it could lead to overwhelming feelings, counting down the minutes until the kids are actually back in school, and many are worrying that they're wasting the days of sunshine. For me, summer can kind of feel like FOMO / comparing yourself to others, and everyone's always, you know, getting their summer selves ready and then debuting that, and it's kind of like, oh my god, insecurities can kind of pop up. And I know for me, when I'm dealing with my insecurities, talking about it and reflecting on it can be really helpful. Therapy can help people better understand their needs, feel more confident about setting boundaries, and create a version of summer that actually feels good on your own terms. With BetterHelp, all of those things are possible. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works. With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. And BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. They give you a short questionnaire that helps you identify your needs and your preferences, and they help match you with whoever might be best for you. And if you're not happy with your match, you can switch to a different therapist at any time from all of the recommendations. So you don't have to say yes to everything for summer. You can find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Well, there they were, the Knicks. Okay, did you see that guy who had his viral moment with his little haiku?
Absolutely not. We live in a different world.
He said, my... He was on the news.
Yes, my
they
bagel is
excited.
Jewish.
My mayor is Muslim. My bagel is Jewish. My Christian Dior Nixon 4.
Okay.
Well, so the Knicks lost a game, so they weren't going to win it in 4. So, baby, the way this city, everybody took their turn at the haiku. Everybody had an edit to try to switch it from Nixon 4 to Nixon 5. It was written in chalk on every block in my neighborhood. Someone with their new edited version of how to get the rhyme to end with 5 instead of 4.
My What was the first? My bagel.
They were all
is Jewish.
They were keeping. My mayor is Muslim. My bagel
mayor
Jewish.
Is Muslim. My bagel is Jewish. My.
Then they were switching the next two lines.
My foot long five. No wait.
Yes.
And wait, but five has to rhyme with five, right?
You could. It's a lazy rhyme, but you could. I'll yes.
So
and
then, what is yours? My foot long five.
Baby, I was so ready for it to be over. Like I said, I said this weeks ago before it even was there. Like the way people around the city were just yelling, the word hello, hi, how are you disappeared from people's vocabulary. People were just screaming Nixon four at each other. And so that's why I was like, if they lose one game, y'all can't just switch to Nixon five. You've made your entire personality Nixon four. I don't think you can pivot like this.
Pivot is allowed.
You have to shush and wait until you can root for them. But I don't want the haikus anymore.
Nixon five. Okay.
There you go. Somebody in the one by my house wrote Puerto Rico's a vibe. Nixon five.
It's like you have all the time in the world to figure something out. And vibe five. Actually, you know what? I've convinced myself.
Well, baby, listen. So let me tell you, I'm glad you bring up the Knicks because you know my girl Maggie Rogers.
Okay, who isn't?
Big Knicks fan.
It's easy to be a Knicks fan, didn't you win?
She has a song. She has a song called So Sick of Dreaming, and at the bridge of the song, she has a little breakdown where she does a little scat.
Don't we all have a little scatting during a breakdown?
So she has this little verse, this little like voice memo that she was playing around with and she left in the song, and it's all like she had a date with this guy and he blew her off to go to the Knicks game and she had to order her martini and her steaks to go. And then she's all, and by the way, the Knicks lost. So she had that song, you know, I'm a fan. I didn't realize she was a Knicks fan. If anything, I thought that song made me think she hated the Knicks. Well, I'm on her mailing list, which I love because like every few weeks she sends a little letter and I actually like read the email every time because I always find it interesting. But she was talking about how she wrote that song. And then after that, a few years ago when she wrote it, the Knicks lost like 15 games in a row. And so she was like talking to her witchy friends and was like, listen, I don't know. I messed up. I got to fix the lore. So they were like, okay, we got to do everything backwards and then say the Knicks won. And so she's been doing that apparently like since the playoff season. And
okay,
she helped the
so
Knicks win
this?
Is the moral of the story.
Maggie Rogers. So, okay.
Maggie Rogers. Yes.
You've really done it this time. I want to hear more about the revised haikus.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of potential here. And and certainly you heard any good ones. Did you not? No, you didn't.
No, I told you. I started tuning it out.
Also,
I was listening. When they won, on a Saturday night. I was happy. It was a weekend.
Okay.
I know it's not a haiku. It's a rhyme. It's a simple rhyme. It's more fun to say haiku. I know it ain't no.
Well, media literacy
five,
is dead for
seven,
a reason.
Five,
we don't
bitch.
Know the recipe for a haiku is lost.
What?
A poem. Yes,
you
I do.
Want me
a
to say a simple
for the
poem?
Knicks.
The Knicks, we're kicking off our simple poem Knicks competition.
And you know what?
If you would
like
to write a simple poem for the Knicks,
athletics and literature. Let's really get this show going.
Yes.
Hot.
This is like your English teacher married your football coach.
I did see. no. What?
Do you know what that's from?
Grey's Anatomy.
You're not gonna want to know. Worse.
Not so hot
redacted.
Anymore, is it?
Redacted.
Well, I did
Redacted
see,
posted that Redacted upon their
was
engagement.
Wearing some homemade shirts at the... Okay. Great.
I liked it. What, haters? I liked it. You know what I didn't like? I thought Timothy Chalamet wore ugly clothes to the next games.
Wow. Well, I did see that, you know, we were reporting that Club Chalamet was soft launching their departure from Stanning.
Is it because of what he said about the ballet?
Well, I think it's because he's with the Kardashian.
Kardashian.
I mean, that was his first strike for me, to be quite honest.
Well, I saw that she was posting. Oh, thank God I hopped off that train or whatever. It's something like a vague tweet about like, oh, thank God I no longer stan him.
Who? Like,
about Timothy. Timothy.
Oh. I thought you were saying the Kardashian tweeted that.
Well, no.
They're still together. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I saw a picture of him celebrating in the locker room with the boys after.
He seems to be having the time of his life. Okay.
He was covered in champagne and somebody wrote, I just know half the team thought this was a make-a-wish thing.
Oh! And it was. You know what, though? It's hard not to witness all of... the sporting events that are happening right now and kind of understand it to feel a little bit like give them bread in a circus or whatever the hell, you know, like the UFC on the White House lawn. All of it feels a little, hey, general public, pay attention to these sporting events instead of the Epstein files and instead of all the corruption of the world here, have a World Cup here instead of,
I think the World Cup was decided a while ago, but I get what you're saying.
World sporting events are kind of, they feel a little, annual bread and circus. They're not for no reason. Same with the Olympics, same with the Eurovision. Anyway, it's all a little, well, did you see all the White House lawn? Girl.
I thought you were going to say, did you see the algae in the reflecting pool?
The UFC at the White House lawn and the algae in the reflecting pool. So they, algae's normal, isn't it?
Whatever happened to like a pool boy? Dollars.
Get the pool boy. We need a lineup of pool boys that are eager and willing to get the algae out of the pool. Chlorine. Hello. I used to be very familiar with the chlorine levels of a pool because if you can't smell the chlorine, you're drinking piss. You might still be drinking piss.
Did they get you with the you know, if you pee in the pool, it shows up a color around you?
Absolutely. I stayed holding it.
That was a good lie. Whatever parent initiated that lie, that's the type of lie children need.
Speaking of piss, did you see the elephant pissing at the Republican convention?
No.
They had an elephant roaming the Republican convention in Texas, and there's video of it pissing everywhere all over the floor.
Well, elephants piss.
And that's what I've been saying, you know, let the elephant piss. And did you see the ugliest shark?
No, speaking of sharks.
Me, if I were in West Side Story, talking shit. Did you see the ugliest shark on earth?
No.
Well, ladies, there was a new ugliest shark in the ocean. Okay, so apparently scientists have captured...
Wait. What do you mean a new ugliest shark? Certainly
there was an old ugliest shark. So there's a new ugliest shark on the street. I don't know.
What'd you call me?
Okay, scientists have captured footage of, quote, the ugliest shark on the planet, alive in its natural habitat for the first time. It's called a goblin shark. Okay. Goblin sharks have rarely
been sighted. And what's wrong with her?
They've rarely been sighted due to their deep sea habitat, and experts say we virtually know nothing about them. Well, they got the first footage, and honey, the reviews are in. She is, well, give her a goog, Corey. What do you think?
I'm pulling her up, and she's got a lot of teeth and a protruding gum. Sometimes people's gums look like that.
She's just, to call her the ugliest shark on the planet, it's a bit much. I don't know if I would have ever say that about anybody, but they certainly have. And you know what? She had her close up. Maybe it wasn't flattering. Maybe she thought she was giving and they caught her from her bad side. She thought, catch me from my good side. Pick one. Unfortunately, they picked one and it wasn't the good side.
Her skin looks like it's melting off of her gum line.
Oh, the reviews are in.
You know that scene of Dante's Peak?
Honey, no, I don't. I actually don't. Oh, yes.
Grandma's legs are melting.
I didn't know that was what the movie's called, but that did scare me. That did scare me when I was little.
Her gum line is giving grandma's legs melting
Dante's,
in the acid.
Dante's shark. Oh, that's sad for the shark. Well, yes, that poor shark, ugly as can be, and in HD, they got her ass.
I think she could be a Mother of the Year nominee.
Oh,
a nominee.
You know what? We need an ugly Mother of the Year. It's time. We're actually past due. Have we had any ugly Mothers of the Years?
Yeah, nominees. Monstro Alyssa Sue.
Don't call them out. Oh, okay. You're right.
Monstro Alyssa Sue got robbed, if I do recall.
She's kind of the Monstro Alyssa Sue of the sea, a little bit. Well, put her down. Well, don't put her down. No, let her live. Let the goblin shark live. Okay. One last hot topic that I think we do need to cover. Have you seen the discourse about phones at concerts? I know we have our strong opinions.
I am the discourse.
Oh,
I
am the boom boom gun.
I am the boom boom gun.
Well, Phoebe Bridgers, you know who that is?
I know her. I couldn't name a song of hers.
Kind of same. She is doing a concert, I guess, a tour where it's no phones. Okay.
I saw that and I applauded. I didn't comment. I think I might have liked.
I'm actually not sure if it's even no phones. It might even be the, like, you have to put it in that pouch thing, you know, the sealable pouches.
I like the pouch thing. When I saw Fred again earlier this year, it was all, here's a sticker over your phone. Okay. But let me just tell you, people took that sticker off pretty quickly.
Oh, I hate that. Just go by the rules.
I thought you're a weird loser.
I agree. If I saw somebody at something like that holding their phone up to record, I'd be like, officer, over here.
I would love to be a tattletale at concerts.
Well, the fans are fuming because apparently her fandom might be a little younger, okay? This report says her fans are largely Gen Z, which would be 14 to 29. But the critiques of the no phones being allowed, I have to remind myself, children have access to the internet, and many children think whatever they want should be how society runs. And many children grew up as iPad babies and have screen addiction. I might be one of them.
I saw on the news, they said, I think it was in the UK, there's no social media for teens.
Well, you know what that does? It just makes every...
VPNs.
Yeah, it makes every child just not log in and be a anonymous adult is how they would view their social media use. Anyway, well, the fans are fuming about no phones at concerts. They're calling it classist, insane, ableist. They're saying many in a fandom can't go to a concert. We can't afford tickets, and we rely on our friends FaceTiming us in so that we can watch the performance. I'm sorry. If you are in front of me and you are on FaceTime at a concert and I have to see your friend with their camera on, and they're just kind of laying in bed, and that's what I see while I'm at the concert. It's a no for me. It's actually disrespect. It's actually rude. Put your phone down.
I made the mistake of looking into the comments while you were speaking.
They're crazy. They're crazy. And the like, I guess the entitlement, like, I understand you want to be there and you want to see the concert. You're not inherently deserving of a viewing of anything that you want just because you want it. And you aren't inherently deserving of capturing content of anything just because you want to capture content of it. I don't know. There's like a lot of entitlement going on. And I think something went wrong when society said the customer is always right, because that has really spiraled out of control.
Yeah, these comments, people have lost the plot.
The plot's never been here. It's gone. It's never been around. I don't know. I just, maybe be present and look around and create a memory in your mind. Ooh, or some people are like, it's ableist for us not to be able to capture the content because some people don't have the capacity to have long-term memories or whatever. It's like, girl, go home and journal after the concert. Whatever happened to writing down your feelings and then being able to go back and access those as memories? Get a journal.
Get a journal. But I own a business. Suck a dick.
Please. And thank you. Yeah, no, it's we're in dire times, mama.
I always like when they're all put your phones away at concerts. Not that anyone ever listens to them, but I do applaud the fans when, or the artists when they say that.
Yeah, get your one boomerang. If I were up there on stage, I'd say, okay, first song, everyone get your phones out, get your boomerang, get your content. We're going to do the big hit. You're going to get the song you're going to put on your story, and then we're all going to put them in our pockets, front pockets. Careful. Careful. I've got roaming thieves in the crowd. Yoink.
Well.
Anyway. Well, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me getting braces for the ugliest shark in the world.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
But only if they want them.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't change her.
I'm starting a GoFundMe for her. If she doesn't want it, we'll return the money.
Okay. Okay.
Or maybe a little wig or something to help her find her angles.
She said, catch What's me from that? My good side. Pick one.
What's that color? It's color block.
Oh, she's a winter. She is a winter. Honey, nothing goes with gray. She looks deathly like a gray.
Everything goes with gray. And you, mama, okay. Where are you?
You can find me, where can you find me? Stealing phones at the Sophie Bridgers concert. Phoebe Bridgers concert. You can find
the Sophia Grace concert.
Yeah, you can find me stealing phones at the Phoebe Bridgers concert. If I see you with your phone up, it shouldn't be there, and it's not going to be there. Yoink.